quite possibly the smoothest segue in the history of radio. My friend, that was beautiful.
The only thing that was missing was you hitting the sound effect of brakes like screeching before we did it.
Yes! That's what you should have done.
Sorry.
All right, welcome back, saucy little bitches. You're
Whoa.
After dark.
Just threw me off. I'm so sorry.
Me too.
What?
Whoa!
The gloves and the clothes came off while we were at break.
I'm putting the gloves back on.
Always have protected poetry. Always.
Yeah, what are you going to bet most of the poems are not even going to be about that?
Probably no,
not.
You never know.
You never know.
I know a few in the chat room have been saying they're saving their poem for this segment.
All right.
So.
All right. So, without any further foreplay, let's go out to Minnesota and Mariah. Hello.
She's there.
There was a big delay.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, yep. We can hear you.
Alright, I had my phone upside down.
I hate when that happens. We can hear you, but you sound distant, like you've got the phone turned upside down.
You guys are all muffled. It's like, what?
Yeah. And trust me, most of our listeners are like, great, they're muffled. That's beautiful. That's just what we want.
World Poetry Open Mic Edition Ball Gags. Okay, so did I just say something weird? Sorry.
No, you're okay. Oh. Hey, Mariah, what you got for us?
I actually finished writing this like right after the first 5 callers tonight. So,
nice.
It's pretty raw and personal. I've been dealing with some stuff lately, so this is the first time I've written about it. So.
Okay.
All right. I had to pull it up. Okay, and it doesn't have a title yet. I leave rhymes on front porches and tie up my tears with little bruises because I can't stand to think of why they're there. I don't want to remember the feeling of immaturity and betrayal of how his dark hair was soft but his body was sharp and he used it against me. I beat drums in empty ballrooms. Dance away my memories as if I can twirl away from his touch and into a parallel dimension, because this present moment is full of anger and hate and all the things I don't want to feel, so I go numb. Sometimes life fucks us over. We are dealt a shitty hand and told to play, live to see another day as the seconds tick by, and sometimes we just wish that the fucking clock would stop ticking, even if it's just for a moment. Because in that moment, we can breathe again. We can be without worrying of what we should or shouldn't say, and we don't have to think of anything bad or of impending wars, because that moment is all we need to realize we are still breathing on our own. So screw the haters and the non-believers, because I write my soul into poetry. I write my words on clouds of war and send them off in empty bottles. Drown my life in Jim Beam that I'm not old enough to drink, but couldn't give a damn any other way. I'm sick of advice that contradicts what I need, and all the shrinks all tell me to cry, but I'm too proud to show my pain. So instead, I write out rhymes, hit it in lines, and tie my tears in ribbons tight to memories I never wanted to have. And poem.
Wow. Oh. Strong, raw, right, very well done. I'm very impressed.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Sometimes you just have to say that after a poem. Oh, shit.
Yeah. I needed that.
Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad I could tell you did.
All right.
Mariah, thank you so much, and thanks for being honest.
Thank you for being a fixture on our show.
Anytime.
Next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Sure. I'll dig in the archives if I have to.
Okay. Beautiful. Sounds good.
That's pretty much what I'm doing all this week, is digging in the archives.
That's gross.
I know.
Who's the next caller?
Not like
terrible
that.
Metaphor, man. I know. Terrible metaphor.
Sorry. Digging in archives.
Wow. It's a nose-picking thing.
Yeah.
Don't get weird about it.
Who's weird about it?
Everybody's being weird about it.
All right.
Everybody's so weird.
Someone that wouldn't be weird about the archives, please welcome from Oregon, she is Ola.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome back to our show.
I'm not sure I want to follow Mariah. My goodness, that was a strong poem.
Heck mm-hmm. yes. Whew. Man, the temperature in this room raised about 15 degrees while she was reading.
This one is called I Need a Kiss.
Okay.
I need a kiss. I've been thinking about it for a while now, and I do. I need a kiss from you. Something that begins soft and sweet. Something that lingers just slightly beyond friendly. A little wet salutation that makes me lean into you. You can hold my face with your strong fingers if you want to, but you won't have to because I won't pull away. Come seductively close. Hover oh so near my lips. Look deeply into my eyes, gazing straight through to my heart. Let your eyelids fall suggestively and then kiss me. Make the floor drop from under me. Make the room start to spin. Press your lips firmly against mine. Hold me so tightly that I can feel your heart beating against my own chest. Kiss me breathless. Capture my mouth in your soft, full lips. Make me tremble as my knees buckle. Kiss me like this, and then kiss me like that. Give my cheek a little nip. Whisper enchantments in my ear. Engage me in a game of tongue tag while our hands seek hidden treasures. Please hesitate for just a moment as I breathe you in. And when you are ready, press your body fully against mine. Leave no room for your, no doubt for your intention. I promise I won't resist as you render your most passionate, deepest, hottest, wettest, wildest kiss. And please, don't stop. Don't ever stop. End poem. Mm. Mm.
The temperature just keeps going up and up in the studio. Good thing that, you know, the clothes came off because, man, it's hot in here. Steamy.
Okay.
Ola, great work, and I would get away as quickly as possible.
Night-night.
Good night, Ola. That was Ola on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution in Poetry Radio.
J. Todd gets excited by the listening to of good poetry.
Oh, sorry. That's World Poetry Open Mic after dark.
It's been that long, I forgot that you did that.
Yes. He looked at me like, what are you doing? We're not in that. We're in After Dark. I'm like, oh, I got to correct that. So,
can I have you follow me around and do these sound effects during my everyday life?
I wish I could.
Hello, everybody. My name is Michael, and I'm here to party.
You're listening to World Poetry Open Mic After Dark, brought to you by Viagra. There you go.
Okay. I don't think anybody really wants to listen to this.
No.
All right, let's keep going.
Let's just go right back to the poetry. Please welcome from Connecticut, she is Barbara.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know if I can follow those two, but at the same time I wrote that poem about Otis Redding, I wrote this poem about what's been going on this week. And it's called Thoughts on Some Politicians. In a world where politicians wax on about insignificant issues and malign the weak and poor, my first thought is to rush the stage and unseat these poor excuses for people and proclaim to them their eyes aren't seeing and their hearts are closed rocks that will never open, their insouciant, callous disregard for anything human cuts to the core, and with razor-sharp sanity, their foibles are exposed for what they are. Charlatans parading in the guise of red, white, and blue patriotism, filling in the spotlight as their wings melt in the hot spotlight of truth. And I try to ignore them, for they are like buzzing flies, but fear their evil message and the sound of their booming voices as they spew out the untruths. Will there be heroes to rescue the downtrodden and save humanity, or will the filthy lucre of the oligarchs be the flag we will all worship in the years to come?
That was a good one, Barbara. Another good write. Two good writes in one week.
I know.
It's a good week.
Sometimes the muse is with you.
I guess sometimes, and sometimes just right after the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've spent many a night at a coffee house doing muse after muse after muse going, wow,
exactly.
This is not
going to
stop.
When the muse hits, it doesn't matter what the topic, you just write.
You cannot deny her, nope.
Wait, so do you have more than one muse?
Well, there are nine muses.
Well, I know there's nine muses, but you just referred to muse, and I know you're referring to the muse in poetry, but you refer to them as
poetry
plural.
Muse.
Muse after muse
but
after muse.
But there's also a writing muse.
Yeah, exactly.
There's
different,
no, there's one,
different
there's
muses.
One that, yeah, and on the same day, I want you to know, I wrote 1,100 words on my story, so.
Very cool.
So yes. It was a really good writing day.
Yeah
it is. That's a strong writing day. Well, your homework is to go out and have another week just as astounding as this one has been.
I hope so. I try to write a new poem for you guys because, you know, but I may start to look in my old poems because, you know, they're also hidden away somewhere.
Definitely bring on some of the old stuff. If you need a break, give yourself the break, much needed break, but don't give up on your writing, ever.
Thank you. I thought this would be a good one for the After Dark because it is kind of, you know.
Kind of raw, yeah.
No,
yeah,
it was great.
Kind of raw.
Thank you, Barbara. Right.
Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a great week, guys.
You too.
You as well.
Care.
We'll talk to you next Friday.
All right, good. Bye-bye.
That was Barbara on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
That was great. All right, I'm happy.
This is
about
a great,
this.
Strong show.
Mm-hmm.
It's up and down the whole thing.
Up and down like a teeter totter.
Yes, that's exactly how I meant that. We have another strong poet calling in from Kentucky. Please welcome Philip.
Oh, there he is. Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. I was a little bit hasty, a little early to the plate, as they say. Philip, are you with us?
I think that's actually called premature. Sorry.
Premature, that's the word I was looking for.
That's exactly what it was, and I knew that too, Philip. I'm sitting just shaking my head.
I know.
The shenanigans after hours, I tell you.
Oh, yes.
I had nothing else, sir. I just joking.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I'm done. That's it.
I've got nothing. Okay. He's blown his wad for the night.
Wow!
Right. Well, I do have a poem, and I'll get to it. And just to be honest, I sometimes never know. There's this blurred line. I think most of my poems are probably best suited for after hours, but, you know, because every time I post a poem, you know, especially if it's one that's quote-unquote controversial, it's like I lose three or four friends, and then, you know, so on Facebook, I mean.
Hey, Philip, I got to tell you, man, that's nothing. Don't worry. We get people who just drop off the face of the earth all the time.
Yeah.
Do you?
Okay. The thing you have to understand is that it's, you can't, as an artist, you can't be afraid to say that, you know, and do the things you want to do with it. And then a lot of times people will work themselves out. If they just don't like it, they're going to move their own way. But you can't let anybody else dictate what you're writing.
Yeah, and for the most part, my secret is I try to remain as PC as possible within the social media circles. But in my poetry, I don't let anything censor what I'm saying in my poetry, ever.
Mr. J. Todd Underhill, trying to be as PC as possible, is about 50% of the most PC person that you'll meet.
Well, at least he's not plugging a product, right?
Yeah. Exactly. That's later.
PC, isn't that publicly controversial? Anyway.
Exactly. Oh, you guys cracked me up. I hope you're going somewhere good to eat tonight, too. So.
No, we're going to Applebee's. Applebee's, I'm just kidding.
There's not a lot of places around here that are. The best part is the reason we started going to Applebee's was because JT's wife needs to eat gluten-free. Does she come with us very often?
No.
But we still go to Applebee's. We just do it. We're creatures of habit, apparently.
We're here every Friday night. We go to Applebee's every Friday night.
JT likes doing the same things.
I go to work Monday through Friday.
Yes.
Same shift. Yeah, it's I'm very much of a creature of habit.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, let's move on.
So do you have a poem for us, perhaps?
I do. I do indeed, sir. And I will get to it. Here's one of them titles again for you. A Curious Disregard for Tradition, Inherited Myths and Their Moral Stories, and Ivory Tower Academic Monotony. And here it goes. My thoughts are often spades with decorative fleur-de-lis handles, sweat-gripped as I dig through burial loam, cold intellects, naive hubris, time and death's inevitability. In dreams, I'm a surgeon and a patient, my stubborn will anesthetized, darkened into nights when moons are eclipsed and stars are snuffed out quick as tallow candles burned in hot puddle, spermaceti spilled warm yellow from the mystic white whales, cruelly deceptive symbolism. Temporarily immersed in horror, I dissect my automaton's chest with its ruby pulse, cordial red, cheery foible rhythms, masculine, lending a natural lulling lub-dub cadence to each ithyphallic line. Drill locus of control holes into my quixotic cranium, seeking answers mystical for the mind-body problem beneath hallucinated shadows fallen from giant windmills. Hold my long arms out wide in a crucified manner, Christ-like measurements made Vitruvian with Da Vinci's inspired ratios outstretched over the gluttonous belly of a capitalistic world ruled by smog-dinged cities, crowned with smoldering balmy beaches tawny and dotted brown where tiaras of tan princesses wait for their avuncular whispered fairy tales about seductive love and kisses that awaken nubile bodies from boredom or death, which at these verdant ages is nearly the same thing. And there it is, fellers.
Nothing dirty about that poem at all. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Nothing to see here. Move on. That's great. Well, you fellas have a good night, and I will see you next Friday, I presume.
Sounds of course, great. And yes. We'll see you online between now and then, brother.
All right. I appreciate it. Be well.
That was Philip on World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
After dark.
After dark.
Good Wait. Lord, people.
World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution after radio. He's like, whatever. I'm just hitting whatever random sound effect, jackass.
Entertain us, you slow-witted oaf.
Thank you.
See there. Okay.
All right. Someone who can never be accused of being a slow-witted oaf, please welcome from the UK, he is Titus.
Good evening and good morning, gentlemen. How are you all?
Doing good. Doing it very is well, evening Titus. Here. Good morning to you.
Yes, it's nearly 5 o'clock here. Uh-huh. I've been quite, the show has livened me up a bit, you could say.
Beautiful.
Well, like Mariah, at the first poem, I'm going straight into it.
All right.
I worked almost 30 years in schools, and half of that time was in a high school, which was mainly unprivileged. You know, the kids were not privileged, really. But I got their full respect. On YouTube, I saw a high school in Springfield, the Skytech band, which their music teacher took on from scratch. They had no hope at all, and in the end, he formed a 500 band, 500 pupil band, and I was amazed by it. So I sent this school in Massachusetts this poem.
Okay,
it's called Wildflowers. Beyond the dreams of any worship, the willing faith our master leads, with a strange citation, shrilling notes, the calling of the music quotes, beats to the bar. I am reminded, kindest heart, a part of you, the chance holding as fragrance, seasons in number as the species will flower, the hopes and dreams like any wilting flower, a few new chords are certain as almost willing, since there is hint of improvement, a fragrance, which enhances aroma, awareness of citation, making sense of the frequent beats of a heart in tune with yours, enthralled to embellish quotes, hints of sunlight, gathering might of the quotes, enables a biblical epic, the hope of any flower, this arc, the faithful amongst you with a heart, find favor with yourself in turn, more willing help truncate the theme creating this citation, orchestrate the vow, its now vibrant fragrance, move beyond the wind to vend out fragrance, the joys and laughter, exhibit confident quotes, yourselves as equals, as your differences flower, enable a spontaneity somehow titling citation towards the sun, with an audience also willing, free spiritual rendition as the freedom of the heart. Differences amongst you give the faith of heart comparably the share of what it is, a fragrance fulfilled to generations old and new, as willing is to appreciate, failing to learn as quotes, a time will come to venerate this new citation, faith lifting us beyond this reaching flower. Music safe in our hearts, rendition is to flower together, wild flowers in their own right of heart to dispel a grave concern of feeling. A citation it leaves with an emotion free of fragrance, makes us cry the joy and woe together, quotes the most beautiful sounds conferred to all willing, the beat of any heart friendships are in flower, with whom willing cast nature, reform quotes much a citation is to fill the room with fragrance. And that's complete.
Masterfully done, my friend. As always, I'm impressed with your work.
Well, I hope the school appreciate that, because to see kids who had no hope at all and to see them really blossom when they've played their band. I know you didn't say no advertising, but on YouTube, Sky Tech Band, Pride of Springfield, I really wish you well.
Awesome. Okay. Thank you, Titus.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you real soon, brother.
Bye.
That was Titus on World Poetry Open Mic, the next Evolution Poetry Radio, and After Dark. You're just laughing at me.
Good catch.
I'm sorry. I have the tagline for our regular show burned in
your head.
So
I
much.
Know you. We all understand exactly why you.
I've
do it.
Wanted okay. to brand everybody else, and who do I brand? Myself.
Well After done. Dark. Perfect time to talk about this.
All right, so we got one more caller left.
We do.
Please welcome from the self-proclaimed poet state, Michigan. He is Chris.
Evening, guys. How many after me? I'm curious.
No, you're it.
You're it.
Well, I'll be reading, and then Michael's going to play some music.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, I was just looking at Bette Midler. Oh. That Midler anyway.
All right.
I think it's going to rain today. And it really fit what you guys are doing here tonight. So, broken windows and empty hallways. Pale lit moon in a sky streaked with gray. Human kindness overflowing. And I think it's going to rain today. Lonely, lonely. Tin can laying at my feet. I think I'll kick it down the street. That's the way to treat a friend. After dark, yeah. After the dark. I thought of vanilla and then chocolate. Strawberries and cream. Tastes and nibbles. And breath. And remembering how to breathe. I sat still and knew exactly how I would take you, make you, touch, and the feel of boas and sat fingertips in your skin. And then Well, then came the silence. Dominoes. I didn't whisper your name in my sleep. I thought a bit, wandered a bit, gazed out my inner window a bit. But I didn't whisper your name. I watched the sunrise. Didn't blink, didn't flinch. Felt the heat grow. As inch by inch the slow burn felt good and right. Night was day. There is a heaven and hell. No good deed goes unpunished. We're responsible for the world. We make momentary choices, and the world turns, and the dominoes realign, just to fall and fall, and the last one over kicks the first one back up, and on till a new pattern is breathed into existence. And as the eyes open, the falling re-begins. At points we cross, intersect, touch, intertwine, and act. React. Turn on emotional dimes. And wish we could breathe. And find we are breathing. But not as we thought or wanted. Or to someone else's should. Just and barely breathing. Gulping fits and starts. And ends. Pausing and falling again. After dark, yeah, after the dark. I thought of vanilla and then chocolate. Strawberries and creams, tastes and nibbles. I didn't whisper your name in my sleep, but we both know I don't sleep. The end.
Very well done.
Well, it's after dark.
Yeah.
Left the taste of adult, but behind the eyes, not necessarily in front of the world.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I could hear that. It was great.
Liked it.
You guys are cool. Let's have some good music.
I'll do my best.
We're going to have some good music. I'm going to read one more, and then we're going straight to Studio X, right?
Sweet.
Awesome. Looking Thank you, Chris.
Forward. Thank you, Chris.
Catch you later.
That was Chris on World Poetry After Dark. All right. So, kind of to, you know, unwind for the week, my wife and I have kind of like taken to doing picnics on Sundays. And good. The poem that I wrote for, and it has to appear in After Dark because I'm some of my word choice, was written on our picnic Sunday. We had decided that we would go up and visit the final resting place of one Mr. Robert Mordlin. I'm not going to disclose exactly where it's at, but it's close enough by you can get there in a couple hours from here. You've been there, actually. I think I took you there right after he passed.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Beautiful place. So while I was there, I'm like, I might as well add one to my Poet at Large notebook. I'm working on my second Poet at Large book. Stuff that I've written, not in my normal writing space, that sort of thing. And it turned out so good, once I finished it, I'm like, I'm going to read this for After Dark. And my wife's like, but you don't publish your on-the-road stuff until it gets published in a book. I'm like, I'm going to make an exception. So while I was writing it, I'm like, talking with my wife about the radio show and bouncing ideas off her, I'm like, I think I'm going to title this one in honor of Mr. Philip, who calls our show. And she's like, what do you mean? And I explained that he does these epically long titles. So the title of this poem is A Midsummer's Picnic in the Mountains Outside of Denver, Visiting a Friend Who Left This Earth Far Too Soon, Robbing the World of One Hell of a Poet. That's just the title. All right. And the style I chose to honor Miss Mariah, who's been doing these letters, and this is what I came up with for the style. My wife and I came to visit you. The dog days of summer, city scorching. We got lost a couple times. It's been over 10 years since we last came your way. Time flies when life moves on. However, I still utter your name every week, at least. Though you've been gone 17 years, I hope I've made you proud. I know you'd be working away with me. I know your lines would be worthy of that. The experience of this day was fitting of visiting you. We saw a coyote shitting on the roadway, brazenly, out in the daytime for the world to see, like you reading your lines at an open mic, defecating on ceremony and tradition, thumbing your nose at the established norm. You always were a rebel. They found you with an unused shotgun. They found you with an unopen bottle of booze, dead of an angel-assisted suicide. You always were a fucking rebel, my friend. I miss the person you were back then. Subsequently, I miss the person that you would have been. I hate the fact that you left us too soon. 27. Forever. And of course, the author's notes written in an undisclosed location near Golden Gate Canyon State Park in Colorado, the final resting place of Robert C. Moreland, poet, friend, and fellow drunkard.
Very well done. Very well done.
It's one of the rawest ones I've written recently. So, for Michael Amade, the Hasquatch, and myself, we want to thank you for tuning in. We urge you to tune in next week. Call in and share your poetry. Good night, Robert Moreland, wherever you're at.